This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
What's an interesting algorithm you've gotten yourself into?
For me, it's just gym girls. Girls that are hitting their protein intake for the day, showing off their workout that they did. And I am so motivated. It gets my butt up. There's another girl
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. There's another girl that just goes for walks every day and she like yells at you in the video. She's like, why are you on the couch? Get up. It's almost summer.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and get outside. She's like, do you think I'm having fun right now? I don't want to be outside and walking, but I'm putting in the work. And guess who's going to look better this summer? That's what she says to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I get up and I go for a walk, Ryder.
Well, yeah, if you're working out every day and adding a walk in, like it's, you know, that hard 75 or whatever the hell it's
75
called?
75 hard, yeah. Which nobody ever actually completes,
well,
right? Come on.
The hardcores do, but that is 2 45-minute workouts a day.
One has to be outside.
So you're kind of doing that by working out and then going for a lengthy walk. So you're halfway there.
Okay, Aaron wrote in saying, my algorithm seems to be extremely ugly artwork, all because I watched one little video clip. Okay, maybe an hour's worth of them. Is it the kind of artwork where they put the paint on an empty canvas and then they spin it around? Because I've had that pop up on mine and I wasn't interested.
You swing it back and forth or whatever, like in a garage. The whole time I watch those, I'm just like, man, that would be a lot to clean up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's very messy art.
Yeah.
Chris says cat memes. So obviously that's like an Instagram thing. Like your Instagram homepage is all cats. Like, I remember looking at an engagement ring for like 4 milliseconds, and then my entire homepage was like, you want a ring? It can mess with you, your algorithm. It can change your entire life.
Yeah, like, I've been getting a lot of Gary Vee. You know who that is?
No.
He's like a motivational speaker.
Okay.
Business guy. And he's just like, he knows how to fire you up and fire like millennials up. He speaks to a younger demographic than most of the motivational speakers are like guys that are talking to 55-year-old finance bros.
Right.
Gary Vee just does a good job of like
understanding resonating. Where we're at.
Yeah. And like swears and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. And yeah, he's got me fired up to like start my own business.
What?
I don't think I'm good at it, but I'm thinking about it.
By this time next year, you could have a humanoid robot in your house doing things for you.
We were talking yesterday how there's robot dogs with flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, this one a bit more conventional. Tesla is launching a humanoid robot that can do chores.
Yeah, so basically it's been seen folding laundry, making you a coffee, and it's even being very gentle with your eggs in the kitchen.
But
well, it won't drop them. It's like not aggressive is basically what.
So do you just get it to carry around eggs or are you saying it can cook?
I don't know, Ryder. I'm just going off of the video that I saw of it being gentle with eggs.
Hey, $20,000 robot, carry these eggs
around.
Here,
hold this. This is hilarious. This is so worth the price of a Tesla.
Half of a Tesla.
Half. Yeah, that is the price that it should be going for. But I wanted to ask our listeners this question. What do you want your robot to do?
Can I get deep for a minute?
I thought you were going to say, can I get pervy? I'm like, yeah, wouldn't doubt it.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Sure. Okay, yeah, let's get deep for a minute. What?
Don't you think life happens in those moments
of folding laundry?
Yeah. Of cooking, of cleaning, of like.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want a robot to cook for me because I want it made with love. You know, like, do robots have a heart? No.
No, and like it's just, do you remember the movie Switch?
I mean, I've heard of it, and
or Click. Click,
same
not
thing.
Switch.
Switch and Click, I've lied to so many people pretending I've seen it, but I get the gist of it, yeah.
So it's just, he has a remote control where he can fast forward through the mundane parts of life.
And what's the realization when his daughters are old?
Yeah, he's just old all of a sudden because
right.
he fast forwarded through having to go to volleyball practice. He fast forwarded through.
Like, yeah, of course you're making valid points, but yeah, I want my robot to clean my baseboards. Like, what do you want from me? I'm not going through anything significant. I'm finding disgusting things on the ground. My knees hurt. Like,
okay, I'm going to stay going deep here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
It's that you see this increase in
technology.
Depression.
Oh, okay.
That we're dealing with. And it feels like one of the best things you can do for it is get up and go do something.
Yeah, go for a walk. Not that that's going to cure anything. Hey,
no,
100%. That's not what we're saying.
And there's extreme cases of depression that absolutely, absolutely benefit from medication and all that.
Yep.
But I am saying that, like, there's a piece of life that's very rewarding from doing annoying mundane things.
Oh, okay.
I stood outside.
Laundry?
I stood outside for 3 hours last night and watched my daughter play ball.
Yeah, that's great. You're not going to send your robot to take your daughter to ball practice. Although,
if
I'm sure
had the option,
there's probably
days.
I haven't checked the text line yet. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, listen, I am a hockey mom through and through. It's all I do on weekends. I live in the rink. Like, please go for me.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, these robots starting to do everything for us. What's left for us to do? Just sit? Just consume? What are we? Do we need more screen time?
That's all I'm asking, Ryder. Is what's one thing you want your robot to do? Sue me that I want it to wash my face at night. Because guess what I don't want to do when it's bedtime? Wash my face. I'm so sorry that I want a robot to floss my teeth. Because guess who doesn't want it? I'm not interested.
You're going to have a creepy little robot coming over and washing your face and flossing your teeth.
I would love that.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Shave the back of my thighs. Because it's hurting my neck to do it myself. Anything of that sort. So yes, please hit us up. We're talking about the humanoid Tesla robots that are going to be available for you to purchase by next year. Can we afford it? No. So we're just hypothetically, what's the one thing you would get the robot to do for you?
I guess I would say take out the compost because I get really grossed out by the juice in the bottom of it.
That's a great answer. Heather says yard raking, mowing, a perfect answer.
That's when life happens.
No, that's when you get spring allergies.
I asked you if I could get deep, and you said yes.
Yeah, I did, and then I immediately regretted it. Just kidding. No, it was great. If you had that robot, what's the one job that you would want it to do? And Brittany said, cleaning the inside of my vehicle, because it's the one chore that Brittany hates doing. Oh, I'm so bad at it. Like, anytime I try to go and even vacuum out the back seat, all the vacuums at the car washes suck.
But like not,
pun unintended.
Yeah, not good.
Like they don't suck.
But they do
suck. But they suck, but they don't suck, you know?
I think we all know what you mean. They don't have a lot of power.
There we go. That's a way better way to word it. Everybody seems to be saying like weeding the yard, doing the spring and summer backyard chores. But like Ryder said, I know there's a lot of people that brings you a lot of joy. You wouldn't want a robot to take maybe a little bit of help.
I think this time of year, everybody's answering that because they've left it to
they
do.
They haven't done it, yeah.
It's funny because if we ask this question in like late November in Edmonton, what's the answer? Shoveling.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, well, and you know what's a just year-round great answer that's rolling in? Picking up dog poop.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it.
Cleaning toilets.
Toilet cleaning.
Especially like the bottom part.
I feel like a robot would do a really good job of like getting in the creases and stuff. I'm always scared it's going to flick up and like...
Yeah.
I don't want pink eye.
The bottom part where the pee crust ends up right on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who pees there? I guess dribble? I don't know.
It's dribble. It's like guys that think they're cool for like not holding it. Like they just go like freehand.
It's guys with little ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it doesn't reach over?
Yeah.
Or it's like, I don't know. All right. Can we
Mine
move
always
on?
Hits the bat.
Ryder, stop. So yeah, picking up dog poop or folding laundry, definitely the top answers. You know what it should do for you?
What?
Straight up.
Okay, here comes something rude again.
No. It's not rude. It's just something that you do that's annoying and you leave your socks everywhere. If there was a sock picking up robot, yeah, I'd spend... Okay, I wouldn't spend Tesla money on it, but it would be nice. Okay. And like, let's be real. The what's the robot vacuum? His name, Bob.
Or Roomba.
But yeah, a Roomba, but we have a Bob. Is it really picking anything up or is it just moving things around and...
Getting caught.
It's pretending to work.
It kind of works, yeah. I can pick up more of the normal vacuum in about 10 seconds than it does all day.
And Bob works for 6 hours.
Yeah. You were saying the other day, like, you went on this long, heartfelt vocal journey about how when someday your dogs are gone, like, you're going to see their paw prints left over, like, or, like, marks, and you're going to miss them.
Yeah, you're going to think to yourself, is that the last paw print that they left in my house?
Why can't you think of my socks the same way?
Oh, no.
Like,
that
someday,
is not the same.
Someday he'll be gone. And I'll find the last sock.
Ew, this stinky sock.
Well, you don't
want
to find the last sock. But you'll find, I'll find the pair of socks on the living room floor.
Yeah, if it's a solo sock, I'm not going near it.
Very simple answer. Yes or no. Do you wash new clothes before wearing them?
Ooh. Oh, and no lying, because we won't judge. Because maybe one of us doesn't wash them before wearing them.
You.
Okay, like, way to spoil it. Anyway, yes, quick poll on the text line right now. Do you always wash the clothes that you buy before you wear them? Because, listen, I grew up in my Barstar days going to Forever 21 on a Saturday afternoon, getting a new tube top for the night. There was no time to wash and hang it and dry it.
Yeah, you wouldn't even take the tag off, and then you'd return it the next day.
The next weekend when I went to get a new shirt for that night. Like, that's what my friends and I did.
And you wonder why Forever 21 is no longer in business.
Okay.
You and your friends.
Right. You're probably right, but that's fine. Like, what? Do you wash socks that you buy? No.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh. All right. Quick poll. Do you wash clothes that you buy?
I have a rule. If it's going to touch, if the majority of it is going to be touching my naked body, I will wash it.
Yeah.
So, like, a t-shirt,
underwear.
Wash. Underwear, wash. Socks, wash.
Okay.
Jeans, probably, because I don't want to get blue-colored
ink
on my legs.
That's really smart.
But other pants, because my goodies will have underwear on them. I would wear, like, sweatpants straight from the store.
Oh, it's interesting how many people are texting in that they don't. Caitlin, never. My mom always told me to, but I won't. Yeah, I mean, you hear about where those clothes have been, if they've been in, like, a warehouse where, who knows, like, mice running around on top of them and stuff. Like, who knows?
Right.
But out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I guess I buy hats and I put them right on.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's on my head, and then I sweat and it drips down into my face.
Okay,
I mean,
interesting.
Not a lot,
you've got a great mix of both on the text line. So a lot of people very passionate. Yes, I wash everything. Others saying, nope, don't care. Put it on immediately.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Forever 21. I apologize for saying out of business. I just knew that they were no longer in West Ed.
Yep.
That's the Nike store now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's massive.
Massive. Yeah, they still have a spot in Kingsway. So if you and your friends want to go and steal from them, like you said
doing. Sometimes I wouldn't be able to return it because they'd have a mustard stain on it from the hot dog stand outside the bar. So it's not like I always returned the shirt.
The only time you wouldn't is if it had a mustard stain on it.
Yeah, Ryder.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Counting down the top 7 things, it's hilarious when it happens to Calgary or the people of Calgary. But it's not funny at all when it happens to us.
Okay, there's a really good one on the text line, but I don't want to spoil it if it's on your list.
Okay, who texted
it
in?
It's from Jeff. Do you see it there?
Yeah, that's a really good
Should
one.
Should we add it to the list?
Yeah, I'm going to pop that in.
Yeah, yeah, because it's too funny. It's so good. Okay, so the top 7 things that are funny when it happens to Calgary, but it's not funny when it happens to us.
Dang.
See, this is why we need our listeners, because we do compile the list beforehand. But when we get hilarious suggestions in, it alters the list. So thank you to everyone that contributes to the show.
Skyrocketed to number one on the list.
Oh, I love that. Good job, Jeff.
I'll combine it with one I had already there.
Okay.
It works great. Okay, top 7 things that are hilarious if Calgary's dealing with it, but not funny when it happens to us. At number 7, when there's a big concert tour that doesn't stop there.
Ha ha.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't happen to us, it's like, why is it always just Vancouver and Toronto?
Yeah, this isn't fair. Look at you, Billie Eilish.
At number six, a video goes viral of a back alley threesome. At number five. At number five, when one of their NHL stars doesn't re-sign there or asks for a trade.
Yes.
Like, it would just be incredibly unfortunate if we had to go through that.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Can't imagine. I'd be, like, grieving.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when they did, I was like, ha-ha. At number four, for things that's hilarious when Calgary deals with it, but not funny when it happens to us, when their stadium gets mocked.
Yes.
At number three, teenagers fighting at the fair.
Hilarious when you see footage
in
Calgary. But, disappointing.
Disappointing.
When it's
what's happening to our city?
Like, don't ruin K-Days, okay?
At number two, something that they're dealing with right now, a massive spring snowfall. Hilarious.
So funny.
Not as funny when we have to deal with it.
And I did post a picture on our socials. I have a group chat, and one of my friends is in Calgary. And 2 weeks ago, I posted almost the exact same picture of her backyard covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
And it got like 500 likes on our Facebook because everyone's just like, ha ha.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck. So I posted the fresh one over on our socials if you want to go laugh in the comments again.
Oh, God. At number one, top seven things that are hilarious if Calgary's dealing with it, but not funny when it happens to us.
Yeah, this was submitted by Jeff, and it's so funny we had to move it to the number one spot.
I originally had when they have a sports team that doesn't make the playoffs.
Okay, yes. Which, but, like, obviously is one of the more popular answers on our text line, but Jeff came through with something that's worse than that.
When a parent is a Calgary Flames fan and their child is an Oilers fan.
Yeah, hilarious,
hilarious
when it's in Calgary. Not funny when you have an Edmontonian friend whose kid is wearing a Flames jersey. Like,
what
I'm
and
gonna
why?
Set that jersey on fire.
My daughter, when she wants to trigger me, will joke that she's considering cheering for the Flames.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
not
like,
funny.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye. You're sleeping outside tonight.
I'm going to turn that 50% custody into 30% real quick.
Ooh. That actually would upset her a lot.
Yeah.
So that's a good threat.
I would never.
So that was the top 7 at 7 things that are hilarious when it happens to Calgary, but not funny when it happens to Edmonton.
I got to give credit to these fast food places. Mainly it's them that release things once in a while or say they're going to. And then everybody talks about them and then you get them in your head and then you go and eat there.
Yeah.
And then they never actually release what they said they were going to, or they do it in such a limited edition that it's never a thing. It just gets the people talking. May I give you an example?
Please.
So KFC has said that they're coming out with a barbecue-flavored perfume.
Right.
And it all that they're doing is getting us to say KFC, and then what do you know?
What
I'm
going
to have a bucket in front of me by 7 o'clock tonight.
It's like when Arby's said that they were coming out with a carrot. A carrot hot dog or something?
Well, that was actually pretty smart. So it's when like all other fast food places were coming out with like vegan burgers and stuff. Impossible burgers and fake beef. So they came out with the meat carrot.
Right.
So it looked like a carrot, but it was made of meat. Again, don't know if they actually sold one, but it got people talking, and then I was consuming beef and cheddars on the regular.
Were they called Impossible Burgers? I feel like that's so close to the right name of it, but that's not what they're called.
The Arby's ones? They were called meat carrots.
No. The actual like fake meat sandwiches, like
yeah,
the burgers.
Some places call them Impossible Burgers, yeah.
Really? Why do I feel like that's so close but wrong? Are you sure?
Meatless burgers, I think, are some of the other names.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Well, look at how now I'm distracted.
We're derailed. Absolutely derailed. Beyond Burger, thank you. Thank you, text line.
Yeah, it's also called the Impossible Burger.
I feel like it's only Beyond. Beyond Burger. Oh, Impossible Burger is another brand. Okay, fine. You win this one.
Impossible Burger made from plants. Boom, 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 boom. I love being right in this room.
Okay, what were we get? What
exactly?
Was the actual
look
goal?
At you go.
Well, I didn't want you to look stupid.
I didn't.
True.
Now I do because of that song I sung. It didn't even rhyme. So I guess you accomplished your feat.
It didn't even rhyme.
So yeah, other ones, like they'll release a candle scent that's just ridiculous.
Okay, but Canadian Tire actually did that. They released a candle, limited edition, that smelled like Canadian Tire. And I got one.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I'm talking about like food places that then get you talking. Like Burger King came out with the Whopper candle.
Right. Which I feel like I would also buy.
You want your house smelling like Whoppers?
What if there was like a Subway shop candle? Because imagine having guests over and when they walk in, the first thing that punches them up the nostrils is the smell
of a Whopper?
Of their like herb.
Oh, Subway,
bread.
You're talking.
Herb and cheese? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they could, like, it would be smart for Subway to come out with that and just place them all around the outside of the building.
Like an air freshener?
So that you're, like, just driving by. Yeah, there's other ones that have done air fresheners that smell like... But, like I said, I don't think they ever actually release these things.
Right, it's just to get attention.
So why don't we come out with something that just gets people talking?
About us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a... Lisa's feet flavored candles.
And flavored.
And they'll just smell like two wet Bernards wrestling.
Ryder, my feet aren't that bad.
So what do you think, though? It would get everybody talking, wouldn't it? And then we don't actually have to produce these things.
Right. We just
claim we're releasing them.
We'll use AI to generate some photos for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sponsor it on everyone's timeline. Well, not our listeners. But like people outside of that. So they know who we are.
So what else could it be? Like
sweaty bald head? Like the smell of your follicles?
Flavored candies?
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if people are into that. Like barbecue perfume.
Wait, why aren't we going with things that are like attractive?
Yeah, exactly.
Like why are we talking about our stinky feet and sweaty heads?
Yeah, we'll have to get to the drawing board on this. The thing is, we don't actually have a scent we're associated with, and most of these things are like
flavor or scent. What if we associated it with the music that we play? And then people are like, oh, this reminds me of...
They're coming out with a throwback flavored... Yeah, no, this isn't going to work.
I'm bored. Like, I don't want to do any of this, actually.
Five simple words. $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by caller 7, Jamie, who has gone through with Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay before, but it was before we got a timer, so that's years ago.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Jamie, how much money did you end up winning way back?
$25.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we need to do way better today.
I feel like we'll do better.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Jamie, I'm sure you remember how the game goes, but perhaps there are people listening for the first time. Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. We play this every weekday morning around this time. Jamie's going to choose a teammate, either Ryder or myself. They're going to leave the studio. They will not hear round one, or the other host will give Jamie 5 words. Jamie has 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind. We'll invite Jamie's teammate back in, and for every word that matches, it's $25. If all 5 match, it's a grand. So, Jamie, who's your teammate?
It is going to be you, Lisa.
Yay!
That's a good choice. I feel like I got some good words today.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Let's do this then. I'm going to start the timer after I give you the first word, okay?
Okay.
And the first word is... ball.
Catch.
Hot.
Cold.
Tweezers.
Pluck.
Alcohol.
Drink.
And garbage.
Oh, bin.
Damn it. All right.
That should have been truck. Oh, well.
Let's get Lisa back in here and give away some cashola.
All right, talk to me. How'd it go?
Great.
Better than $25?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
I think we're looking at... 75 at least.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Maybe 1,000.
Jamie.
Maybe 1,000.
Okay.
Come on, Lisa. Okay, Come on, Lisa.
I will try my best.
Lisa, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say alcohol?
Drink. Woo! Could have said booze there, but...
Tweezers.
There's two words. Like, immediately thought of two. Okay. Can you say it one more time?
Tweezers.
Pluck. Yes! Yes! Could have said hair. Wanted to say hair. We got $50.
Well, I'm excited.
Hot.
Cold. Woo! I love it. Can we get to 100?
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say ball?
Throw.
Oh, damn it.
No, what? What is it?
Opposite. The opposite of throw.
Catch?
Yeah.
Dang. That sucks. That sucks. Yeah. That was close. That was a close one. Okay, we got one more. Let's try to send Jamie home with $100, please. Please.
Garbage.
Garbage. Trash?
No, she said bin.
Oh, that's a great answer,
and then
Jamie.
Afterwards, she was like, oh, I should have said truck.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have Okay. Well, hey, we did better than last time, Jamie, so that's the goal, right? Next time you get through, we'll do even better.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
No, thank you for playing. That's awesome.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50. Another $1,000 up for grabs. Man, upcharging sucks. Hidden charges, like, I'll go off right now about the one that frustrates me the most. It's food delivery charges.
Yeah, what are these charges? There's like 17 of them.
You, the closer you look, you're like, wait a minute. Why are there like two, I don't know, $14 bowls of noodles that we got coming out to $64 right now?
Why is this $80?
Like,
And there are charges that you don't understand. Like, they word them in a way that you're like, oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It's just like when you check your banking app and you're like, it's just like little codes, and then you have to Google what it means, and then you're like, oh, that was just a vending machine I was at yesterday.
Customer care charge. What?
What nobody is that?
Nobody cared.
Okay, so there's a story that's gone viral of a man who went to a sandwich shop, okay? And he took a sandwich out of the area where they're pre-made sandwiches. Keep in mind. So it's not being made for him behind the counter. I'm sure the staff members made it before that, or it was shipped in. We don't actually know the details. But anyway, he goes to pay, he gets his receipt, and he's like, what is this charge? A toasting charge. He wanted them to heat it up. They charged him for that. So, like, what is the charge for?
The electricity.
The movement of the person taking the sandwich, putting it on a plate, turning around, pressing 30 seconds on a microwave, and then turning back around and handing it back.
How much was it roughly? Do you remember seeing it? No.
But, like, if the charge is there, it's just confusing to people. They're like, it's the same sandwich, but now it's warm.
It's just so stupid. It's gotten ridiculous. I actually checked out a thread this morning. And not that I go to Vegas a lot, like maybe once every 5 years or something.
But I'm hearing it's getting so expensive there that people that are regulars are like, I don't know if we want to do it this time.
Yeah. And like they're pricing themselves out of the average Joe being able to afford to go to Vegas anymore.
Yeah.
But one of the threads that I saw was about how a lot of servers there or people in the service industry there are getting way less tips. Even like dealers at the casino tables and stuff are getting less tips.
People
and
can't justify giving it.
There's so many more charges to everything now that like a cleaning charge on your hotel room. Well, that's kind of part of the cost.
Yeah, like, it should be.
Yeah, unless you make a damn mess in your hotel room. If it's just like them changing the sheets, that's part of the hotel experience.
Yeah, unless you're acting like those guys at the beginning of the movie Blue Crush. Oh my gosh, I just unlocked a memory for so many of our listeners.
For roughly 2% of the people listening.
What are you talking about? Everybody has seen Blue Crush.
That was an average movie 25 years ago.
No, it's a really good movie. It made my sister want to be a house cleaner. Like, we were inspired by it.
Wasn't it about surfing?
Yeah, the girl with the... Well, she
Nobody
had one blue
eye. Remembers the start of
yes,
Blue
they do.
Crush.
Those guys that made their hotel room, they messed it up. Who cares? Honestly...
Well, you're bragging about it.
Well,
the
I
problem.
Thought it was cool.
I was going to let it slide, but like...
Everybody remembers Blue Crush. the first scene.
What, are you going to start referencing the start of Raising Arizona, that movie from 1987, and expect people to get it?
No, doesn't make sense. Not the same. We all wanted one blue eye and one brown eye because of that movie. It made everyone want to be a maid.
This has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
True.
So what charge bothers you the most? It's 780-784-7107. I went to read some texts, but everybody's just texting about Blue Crush now.
Everyone's defending me on the text line. Yes, Lisa, I know that movie.
Jerilyn says Ticketmaster.
Yes, I mean, obviously, that is like some of the charges. I feel like they're making them up at this point. Yeah, service fees. Like making something what originally is like $30 a ticket. Now all of a sudden it's $110
mm-hmm.
for two tickets. Make it make sense.
I have one of my bills that I get. It's either ATCO or EPCOR. Their names are too close, by the way. Anyway, one of them, you can't sign up for automatic withdrawal. And so they send the bill out every month. Mm-hmm. And I'd say about every third month, I get it and I'm busy working and I don't think to pay it off.
That's their goal. They want you to forget about
it. And then I get this damn late fees.
Yeah.
And I would have.
That's so old school to not have auto.
Yeah, just take it.
Just take the money. And, I don't want to know about it. You could have so many hidden fees. Wouldn't know.
Well, I look back at the end of the month.
Oh.
But anyway, that's one of the ones that bothers me too.
Okay. Sean says, just got back from Vegas, guys. $25 US for single crown and ginger. $32 US for a mojito. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not a thing. And even when I went the last time, I was like, I know how expensive drinks are here. I'm going to get drinks for my room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked like probably 6 or 7 blocks off of the strip because it gets cheaper the farther you get away.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was still like absurd. When I asked the guy, like, I was like, what do you got for bourbon that's about $1 an ounce? He like laughed in my face.
He's like, what is that? That mean?
He's
that's
like,
not possible.
He's like, Jim Beam is our cheapest and it's nowhere near that.
He's like, go unhook the hose behind our building and drink some water. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, you loser. We're talking about hidden charges that drive you bananas.
The annual maintenance fees that you get at your gym.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I get a pretty good deal monthly, but then I do hit an annual fee that's about twice the price of my monthly fee. So that's a surprise every September.
Trish says, I remember hearing a story a few years ago of a cafe downtown that charged for a slice of lemon that you'd get with your water. Yeah, actually, lemons are quite expensive, though.
Actually, that's a very good point now. I was thinking of that. That's the one food that I end up wasting the most, I think, is limes.
Because yeah.
I like cooking with them. So I'll always buy one, but then I forget I have it. And they always just go bad so quick that I'm like, man, if I'm paying $1.29 or whatever it is for a lime now, I got to be smarter with this.
Right.
Like you buy 3 and they go bad, like that's $5. You know what I could get for $5? I could get a beer.
Okay, this is wild. I did not know this. We just got a text saying I was charged for paint when purchasing a new vehicle. And it wasn't like a special kind of paint, just standard.
What?
Yeah. I've heard like if you buy like a red vehicle, they're more expensive than other colors.
Serious?
I remember learning that when I like first started driving. Like I remember my uncle telling me that. Like, oh, if you're going to get a red car, just know they're more expensive.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Serious.
I mean, I guess if the paint costs more. But like if that's a hidden fee, when you sign like I'm paying this much for my car and then you look at it and you're like, they charge me for the paint? I'd be so pissed. And like to me, it's more about the ethics than anything else. Like I'll gladly pay a little extra if you're upfront about all the costs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd way rather that than like you trying to be greasy and charge me for something. That would make me walk away from a deal. Like
this text here from Vanessa says it's more expensive for insurance too if you have a red vehicle because apparently they get into more accidents. They're like less seen on the road or they're harder to see. Isn't that true?
I think it's maybe because people that buy red cars think that they're driving a race car.
They're F1 out there. I actually think it's because...
Check out my Ferrari F-150.
Like, statistically, they get in F-50. More collisions. Statistically.
Yeah, that might be why, though. Is because they are more prone. Like drivers that like to drive faster are more prone to red cars because they kind of embody a sports car.
Oh, no. Okay. We're getting some clarity on the text line. Thank you, everyone. We're all just in here making things up.
Yeah, we both are. Yeah.
That's what we do. Red paint is more expensive to buy, so more expensive to replace. That's why.
Okay.
That makes way more sense.
Way than more sense.
Red cars getting more accurate.
Race car drivers.
Yeah, hard to see. We are joined by Ryan and Daryl, two of the event organizers for the second annual 24-hour Flagathon charity football game in support of the Stollery. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Yeah, so we started this event last year. It was our first year. We wanted to do something. We always try and, as an organization, give back to the community, and we wanted to find a way to give back to a hospital that means so much to us, because our kids in our league are in that 5 to 15-year-old age range. So if they ever get hurt or any illness, chances are they're ending up at the Stollery. So we wanted to find a fun way to give back to them and a way to raise a bunch of money. And so we settled on a 24-hour football game. And last year was an absolute blast. We had a lot of fun. We raised just over $18,000. And this year we're hoping to break that and push past that $20,000 mark.
How many injuries do you think there would be if it was a tackle football 24-hour game instead?
There might be a couple, yeah.
So are you looking for individuals to sign up, or more specifically teams?
We're looking more for that team.
Okay.
Yeah, we try and register as a team. You only need 5 people on the field at a time. We're kind of saying, you know, that max 10, because we had a few teams that were a little large last year and they could have split up into 2 teams just to help spread out that playing time so we didn't have teams playing too much. But yeah, it's open. Literally, we had a kid as young as 4 years old playing in it last year and someone as up to 65. So it is literally open to anyone and everyone. Get your friends together. And come out and have some fun.
We're open for business. We're open for registrations. We're open for sponsorships. We're open for donations, the whole thing.
So this is happening on June 14th and 15th. Where can people learn more about it?
They can go to our website, fortsassfootball.com. In the top right corner, if they click that drop down, there's a 24-hour tab, 24-hour football tab. They can click that. It's got the registration page. It's got a little back history of the event. It also has some of the Stollery stories as well. Why we do it. Our 2 Stollery people this year are Jason Urbis and actually Daryl himself. He was a Stollery kid for pretty well all his life as well. So it's got their stories of what they went through. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of get a bit of a background as to why we do this. The registration is all in there as well.
Once again, that's fortsaskfootball.com. Good luck with this event, guys. It's such a great concept, and we hope you have years of growth and success.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you very much.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.